200 illegal alien child sex offenders arrested in Houston in 6 months. By Bob Price on July 28, 2025. Houston, Texas, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officials reported that officers and agents in the Houston area arrested more than 200 criminal alien child sex offenders in the past 6 months of the Trump administration. This represents a larger total than that of the entire previous fiscal year. Bringing together the resources and expertise of the entire federal law enforcement community to confront the overwhelming surge of illegal immigration that we saw over the past 4 years has resulted in the arrest and removal of historic numbers of violent criminal aliens, transnational gang members and child sex offenders, said ICE Enforcement and Removal Operations, ERO, Houston Acting Field Office Director Paul McBride. While we still have a long way to go to truly get this crisis under control, the strides we have made in just 6 months to make our local communities safer are substantial. And our officers continue to work tirelessly every day to get the worst of the worst criminal aliens out of Southeast Texas to return our communities to places we can all enjoy. ICE at Houston arrested Pedro Trejo Reyes, a 67-year-old criminal alien and convicted child predator from Mexico, July 16. Trejo, who has been convicted of DWI and aggravated sexual assault of a minor for raping and impregnating his 12-year-old niece, was deported the next day. pic.twitter.com/expk5kfwe. Earl Houston, at Earl Houston, July 18, 2025. Since President Donald Trump took office in January, Earl officers arrested 214 illegal aliens in the Houston area who have charges or convictions for sex crimes against children, according to a statement from Earl Houston. This compares to the 211 who were arrested during all of FY24. On President Trump's first day in office, he ordered a whole-of-government approach to rounding up criminal aliens who were released into the United States during the Biden border crisis of the previous 4 years. Officials report that this multi-agency approach allowed officers and federal agents to conduct daily enhanced immigration enforcement operations targeting the worst of the worst criminal aliens for arrest and removal. Examples of these arrests include Jesus Gutierrez Mireles, a 67-year-old, three-time deported criminal alien from Mexico, who was arrested March 28 and has been convicted of aggravated sexual assault of a child and driving while intoxicated. ICE removed Gutierrez Mireles to Mexico April 4. Jorge Zebra, a 48-year-old criminal alien from Mexico, who was arrested March 21 and has been convicted of 2 counts of aggravated sexual assault of a minor and sexual indecency with a minor. ICE removed Zebra to Mexico March 24. Manuel Antonio Castro Juarez, a 37-year-old, twice deported criminal alien from El Salvador who was arrested July 18 and has been convicted of sexual assault of a minor and twice for illegal reentry. Castro Juarez remains in ICE custody pending his third removal to El Salvador. Jose Guadalupe Mesa, a 40-year-old, four-time deported criminal alien from Mexico who was arrested June 24 and has been convicted of theft and sexual assault of a child. ICE removed Guadalupe Mesa to Mexico June 25. Sergio Rolando Galvan Guerrero, a 45-year-old, three-time deported criminal alien from Mexico who was arrested July 12 and has been convicted of DWI and aggravated sexual assault of a child. ICE removed Galvan Guerrero to Mexico July 14. Earlier this month, Breitbart, Texas first reported that ICE officers in the Houston area arrested 1,361 criminal aliens in June. The arrests included 32 child predators, 9 murderers, 1 illegal alien convicted of hijacking an airplane, and 16 cartel or gang members. pic.twitter.com/tvcpenal73g. Earl Houston, at Earl Houston, July 14, 2025. A few days later, ICE officials in Houston announced the creation of a Homeland Security Task Force to attack organized criminal activity in the Houston area, Breitbart, Texas reported. As transnational criminal organizations, foreign terrorist organizations, drug cartels, foreign gangs and other bad actors continue to evolve and become more sophisticated, it's vital that we work together as a law enforcement community to find transformative ways to confront emerging threats, said HSI Houston Special Agent in Charge Chad Plants. This is especially true in Southeast Texas, where we face a myriad of unique border-related challenges and threats from transnational criminal organizations. Last month's arrests in the Houston area included cartel and gang members. These include members and associates of Sureños 13, Tren de Aragua, MS-13, Hermanos Pistoleros Latinos, Cartel Jalisco New Generation, Paisas, Tango Blast, Southwest Cholos, Tren de Aragua, MS-13, and the Cartel Jalisco New Generation, CJNG, are designated by the U.S. Department of State as foreign terrorist organizations, Breitbart Texas reported. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He is a U.S. Air Force veteran and serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.